From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter reveals that the U.S. military has been conducting joint patrols in the South China Sea with the Philippines. Speaking at a news conference in Manila with his Filipino counterpart, Carter said the first South China Sea joint patrol was carried out in March. Defense officials say a second was completed in April.
With these steps, we're making a strong alliance even stronger. Our efforts to do more together demonstrate America's unbreakable commitment to the defense of this nation.
The announcement comes amid concerns by the U.S. and others about China's aggressive actions in disputed areas of the South China Sea. Speaking Thursday during his annual television call-in show, Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested the United States has imperial ambitions. Commenting on another subject, he said the Syrian people must engage in talks to agree on a new constitution for their country, and that the solution to Syria's problems is not to be found in military action. The European Union accuses Turkey of backsliding on democracy. Members of the European Parliament Thursday approved an annual progress report on Turkey. That report criticizes Turkey's record on human rights and media freedom and urges the country to show progress on the rule of law and fundamental values. 2 years after Islamist militants kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls in northern Nigeria, a new video purports to show the missing girls. Until now, there's been almost no news about the 219 girls taken by Boko Haram militants in 2014 from a school in the town of Chibok. But a video emerged Wednesday showing 15 of the girls. This is VOA News. Lisa Schlein has the latest on the Syrian peace talks.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says all members of the UN Humanitarian Access Task Force are disappointed and frustrated by the lack of improvement in the delivery of aid to hundreds of thousands of Syrians. He considers it unacceptable. Aid is not reaching people deprived of food and other relief for many months. He says the one bright spot is that airdrops of food supplies into the eastern Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor are occurring smoothly. He says the World Food Program has successfully conducted three technically difficult operations this week. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The two U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, will debate Thursday in New York, just days before next week's nominating contest in the state. Pre-election surveys show Clinton with a lead of 10 percentage points. Jim Malone takes a look.
Frontrunner Hillary Clinton is favored in the Democratic race in New York over rival Bernie Sanders. Clinton holds a double-digit lead in most polls and looks to deal Sanders a big setback in New York.
I have noticed that under the bright spotlight and scrutiny here in New York, Senator Sanders has had trouble answering questions.
But Sanders continues to draw big crowds and hopes to close the gap on Tuesday. Jim Malone, Washington.
On the Republican side, opinion polls in New York show businessman Donald Trump far ahead of his two opponents, Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim said Thursday he is extremely concerned about the widespread creation of offshore companies by wealthy people around the world to evade taxes.
I want to stress that when taxes are evaded, that when state assets are taken and put into these havens, all of these things can have a tremendously negative effect on our mission to end poverty and boost shared prosperity.
Kim called for more transparent tax systems around the world. U.S. Congressman Keith Ellison, a Muslim, says the Islamic State group is threatening to kill him. Ellison called the Islamic State, quoting, a collection of liars, murderers, torturers, and rapists. He said no Muslim he knows recognizes what they preach as Islam. The Ukrainian parliament elected a new prime minister Thursday. Lawmakers voted 250-57 in favor of President Petro Poroshenko's nominee, Volodymyr Grossman. He had been Speaker of the Parliament. Analysts are expressing concern that the appointment could result in Ukraine's political power being concentrated with the president and his inner circle. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.